Third-party candidates have had some success in Utah, which is a heavily Republican state. Independent Evan McMullen received 21% of Utah's vote in the November presidential election, and now the United Utah Party is making its debut. Jim Bennett is the executive director. Today he announced his candidacy to replace Representative Jason Chaffetz, a Republican who's stepping down this summer. Jim Bennett, welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, first of all, let me just ask you the obvious questions. Democrats have had a tough time in Utah over the past many years. What makes you think that a third party candidate like yourself could do much better?
Well, I think part of the problem is that Democrats have decided it's more important for them to make statements than it is to actually win elections. They've gone further and further to the left, where they've alienated the voters that they need to attract in order to become a competitive party. So we feel that in many ways, our party, the United Utah Party, is the second party in the state of Utah rather than the third party.
I mean, we should know that you come from a longtime Republican family. Your father, Bob Bennett, represented Utah in the Senate for 18 years, and you even ran campaigns for him. I'm just wondering, what's changed since his time?
Well, you look at actually my father's experience. A few months before he passed away, he accepted an award from the University of Utah, and he said in his speech, "I've spent over 50 years in the trenches of Republican politics, yet suddenly I'm the rhino. I'm the Republican in name only." So you've seen the party move to the right while I think people like me have been left behind, and my principles are the same as they've always been.
So on that point, I just want to ask you one policy question, because, of course, healthcare, one of the biggest issues in America right now. And you know of the CBO's analysis saying that the House Republican healthcare bill could cause 23 million people to lose their health insurance in about 10 years. What is your stance on healthcare reform? Do you see anything positive in what the House Republicans are putting forward now?
Well, the problem with healthcare is that it's such a complex issue that there is no simple solution. I know President Trump at one point said, "Who knew healthcare could be so difficult?" Well, I think most people knew healthcare could be so difficult. My father, when he was in the Senate, had proposed a bill called the Healthy Americans Act that was a bipartisan bill. And I think that would be a good place to start, because I don't think Obamacare is sustainable. But at the same time, the pre-Obamacare status quo is not an acceptable option either. And so I'd be happy to work with both Republicans and with Democrats to try to find what that solution might be.
Mm. Now, you're running in the district that's currently represented by Jason Chaffetz. There's been some significant frustration with voters there. But can you turn that frustration for Chaffetz in particular into votes for you?
I think so, although it's not necessarily frustration with Jason Chaffetz as a person. I think it's frustration with Jason Chaffetz's unwillingness to challenge Donald Trump. And I think that's one of the problems that any Republican that would have been elected from this district would have, because people of Utah want their representative to challenge Trump. And Republicans aren't willing to do that because Trump's their guy. Hmm. And Trump's not my guy. And when I go back to Washington, I'm going to challenge Trump.
Well, Jim Bennett is a third-party candidate for Congress in Utah's 3rd District. He spoke to us via Skype today. Mr. Bennett, thank you so very much.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.